This is a shocking thing to hear, but of course, unfortunately, it's not the first time we've heard it. I've been to many meetings with Professor Michael Kern. I've even gone to Galway to meetings during my term as a TD to support him in his call for the building of a regional cancer centre. Because what he said, and as I said, he said it many times, is that the Ireland has a two-tier cancer system with poorer outcomes for cancer patients in the West and the Northwest. He said there's a higher incidence of cancer and crucially there's a higher mortality rate in the West and Northwest. And he puts this down to the fact that we don't have a regional cancer centre, we don't have the infrastructure in place, people are waiting too long to be diagnosed. And I've spoken on this many times, and this is just another in a long line. And we really need to get that cancer centre built.
We constantly hear about how much pressure the health service in the Northwest in particular is under, constantly hearing about overcrowding figures, people waiting on trolleys, etc. This is just another symptom of that.
Yes, it is. And I often talk about balanced or unbalanced regional development. Well, this is just another example of it. People sometimes think that that's just about roads or jobs or investment. It's also about our health system. Just last year and the year before, the Irish Hospital Consultants spoke up about the fact, now that's a national organisation, and they spoke about the fact about the huge numbers of patients on trolleys in the West and Northwest, and how this was impacting negatively on patient care. So it's not just in cancer care, though that's what we're discussing here today. It's a much wider issue.